Overall deaths from COVID-19 are declining by the day in New York, but public health officials continue to report new positive cases and deaths. Positive cases in Schenectady County total 518 as of Monday, with 683 people in quarantine. Another 264 people exhibiting symptoms are in isolation. 367 have recovered, while the county death toll is at 28. Rensselaer County Health Director Mary Fran Wachunas says 350 residents there have tested positive.
Today we received 13 reports, 4 from Troy, 2 from East Greenbush, 1 from Steventown, 3 from North Greenbush, 1 from Scaticoke, and 2 from Rensselaer. And 6 hospitalizations today and 1 ICU. We had 20 releases, so it made 194 altogether that people have recovered. And the tests have come in steady, and we're at 100. We received a new 106 new residents that were tested, so we're up to 3,347.
There are 364 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Saratoga County, with 11 people currently hospitalized. As of Sunday, Albany County had tested 11,563 of its residents, with a positive rate of 10.9%. 32 people are hospitalized in Albany County, with 7 in intensive care. County Executive Dan McCoy.
Today, we are at 1,224 positive cases. That's up 25 from yesterday. We're at 1,101 people under mandatory quarantine. That's down 10 from yesterday. And we're at 4 people under precautionary, which is down 6, which is good. Our Shaker Place nursing home stays the same, 48 residents, 2 have recovered, 15 employees tested positive, and 9 have recovered and are back to work. That all stays the same. That has not changed. And we are still aggressively testing out there and staying on top of it.
But McCoy says Shaker Place has had 2 more deaths.
2 women, one in her 90s, one in her 70s. Both residents of Shaker Place nursing home that we run, both with underlying health issues.
To date, 2,601 people have completed quarantine, with 621 of them having tested positive and recovered. County Department of Health Commissioner Dr. Elizabeth Whalen addressed herd immunity, characterizing the concept as problematic.
When you look at herd immunity, what you're essentially looking at is if someone is immune to the disease, if they have had the disease and have developed antibodies, they are theoretically immune for a period of time. That person will serve as a block in transmission. So when you look at graphs, if one person gets the disease, we talk about the R-naught. One person may spread it to 2 others. They may spread it to 1 others. They may spread it to 3 others. If you have someone in the chain that's interrupting this spread because they're immune, that's helpful. As you look at the R-naught, you can calculate how many people you would need to be immune to COVID-19 to be able to prevent the spread if we were to get back to life as normal.
Whalen cautions medical experts aren't sure whether having the disease and having antibodies confers immunity, and for how long. Whalen also reiterated COVID-19 is disproportionately affecting communities of color throughout the county, following a national trend. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.